Soon after our little expedition had crossed into Afghanistan, we came across representatives of this school of philosophy. We were picking our way up a mountainside when we passed a gigantic military installation carved into the sheer rock, which rose like a wall in front of us. Daubed on its flat surface, a patch of graffiti said in English, "Down with Israel." I laughed aloud. What had Israel to do with this conflict? We were witnessing the birthplace of a worldwide Islamic movement. We had just passed one of the military installations sponsored by the CIA, funded by Saudi Arabia, and engineered by an idealistic young Islamist firebrand. His name was Osama bin Laden. The fundamentalist volunteers were known to the Afghans as Arabs, although they were actually Islamic radicals from all over the Muslim world. The bulk of them joined the extremist Mujahideen factions belonging to Gulbuddin Hikmatyar and a Wahhabi Islamic scholar called Abdurrasul Sayyaf. Once in Afghanistan, they began to formulate a new hybrid political Islamic doctrine. We passed a checkpoint manned by Mujahideen. Instead of the usual warm greetings, there were hostile questions. There was something else different about them, but for a while I couldn't put my finger on it. Then I got it. There was no laughter and none of the disrespectful banter that usually accompanies any group of Afghans. These cold-eyed men didn't relax until they had watched us leave. It struck me then that a sense of humour may be the opposite of fanaticism, or at least its antidote. It is difficult to dream of martyrdom if you can see the funny side of life. The poet Rumi got there centuries before me and said it better. If you have no sense of humour, you have an incompleteness in your soul. Most ordinary Afghans feared and mistrusted the radicals. Engineered.